we would like to encourage anyone who even thinks they might have information that would be beneficial in the circumstances surrounding Mr. Newton missing or turning up, we'd like them to contact us with any information that they do.
Where was he found?
Up off Day Lily Road and Peachtree Community. And it's actually not far from his residence.
Like what condition his body was in?
At the present time, we're still working at the scene where his body was located, and it is still in the water at this time. So we're working with our investigators and the district attorney's office and also the rescue squad in the process of that scene and also in the recovery of the body.
And you say it's in water? What kind of water is it?
It's in Valley River.
And what was the time of that you found
it? The call came in dispatch sometime shortly after 1 p.m. this afternoon.
What's the father's name?
J.C.
Was his father searching for him when he found him? I mean,
Yes. Everyone's been searching for him, including the family and different family members.
I mean, is there some reason why you can't say for sure it's him yet?
He's still in water.
Okay. So you can you tell at all what may have happened to him? With him still in the water?
No, not this time. I mean, it's a crime scene in progress.
There's reports of burglary at his house. Can you comment on the burglary?
I can't comment on that at this particular time.
Is it thought that he was possibly taken from his house at the time of the burglary?
It would be improper to speculate this particular time on what might or might not happen. I know that times it's human nature to do that, but in trying to piece together what actually happened and looking forward to what might turn into a serious criminal case, we have to be careful and do an investigation and act on what the evidence actually shows.
At this point, there's not been an outside law enforcement agency called in or anything?
No, not this time.
When you found in the river there off Day Lily Road, was it far from any houses?
I'm not sure exactly where the closest house was. Again, if you all could work with us to implore anyone that has any information whatsoever, they may feel like it's not really that important, or it might be, they feel like it's inconsequential. If they could, give that to us. We want to try our best to paint as complete pictures we can and work backwards from where we're at now to the last time that anyone might have had an encounter or any contact with Mr. Newton.
At this point, we are running a crawl on our screen and also on our website, pictures and everything. Do we need to take that down, or would you leave it up?
No, if you would, it'd be very beneficial if you could leave that up. We're still looking for again, any information for anyone who, because it would help anyone who had saw him. I know there's been a picture that's been circulated and posted in some of the media venues. That's very helpful to us because, someone might have saw him or saw something that clicked that would be beneficial to our investigation as we move forward.
I understand some things were taken from the house. I mean, can you say what items were taken?
No. We truly appreciate all the help that the media has given us at this point, and we're going to have to be relying on that even more as we move forward and doing what we're trying to do. And, anytime you have an event like this, there's a lot of guessing and speculation, and that's understandable. But, again, any information that comes to us, we'll look at it all. We've looked at everything that has transpired so far. All of our investigators have not worked on any other case, essentially, since Mr. Newton was reported missing, and we're going to continue to devote all our resources as we move forward.
It was it thought that when he was reported disappearing, that he had disappeared or he was missing, and your investigators had a chance to look at it a little bit. Was it thought that it could possibly be a foul play of some kind?
Well, there were a lot of factors that would have led to that way. And, Mr. Newton needed medicine, which was found at his residence. There was evidence in the driveway of some type of blood, which was already presented. And we have worked to try to definitively analyze what that would be. They were things.
Where was that found, blood?
In driveway. But then again, that could be just one piece of a picture that fits in a different direction. When you have someone that is reported missing and they have a medicine left behind, then that would lead you to believe that for some reason that they've not come back and obtained that medicine. But as to actually flow of what has happened, that's what we've got to work to try to solve and investigate.
Was there any particular thing that led the father to the river?
I can't comment on that. That would be a question for him.
How did he discover him? Did he discover him by, did he see the body floating, or was it, or did he, how could he tell he was?
He saw something that caught his attention and walked down to the river's edge. Thank you all for coming. And again, as we move forward, we'll probably be relying on the press to work with us to get information out to the public to try to get information back in so we can put all the pieces together.
Let us know anything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.